your mean time to WTF for a security alert is more than a minute, it's time to look at Lacework. Lacework will help you get your security act together for everything from compliant service configurations to container app relationships, all without the need for PhDs in AWS to write the rules. If you're building a secure business on AWS with compliance requirements, you don't really have time to choose between antivirus or firewall companies to help you secure your stack. That's why Lacework is built from the ground up for the cloud. Low effort, high visibility and detection. To learn more, visit lacework.com. S3's durability guarantees aren't what you think. For those unfamiliar, AWS's Simple Storage Service, or S3, is an object store. This is different from a file store or a block store, because if you try to use it as one of those things, a bunch of people will come out of the woodwork to yell at you for a variety of reasons. Object storage is the most economical storage approach across multiple cloud providers. The cloud industry collectively took a vote, and object stores won. Today, I want to highlight some of the guarantees AWS makes around your data. We'll start with availability. Availability describes the idea of, can I access the data that's stored in S3? Except for that one time in 2017 where S3 went down in US East 1 for an afternoon, the availability of the service has been exceptional, and far better than AWS has held to via their published SLAs for the service. A 99.9% uptime guarantee means that the service can be down for as much as 1 minute and 26 seconds a day, 43 minutes and 49 seconds a month, or 8 hours, 45 minutes, and 56 seconds per year before they're breaching that SLA. In practice, if S3 were down anywhere near that much on a consistent basis, the internet would have largely made other plans for where their data was going to live. This is all fine and good because it's not where I'm taking this episode today. Let's talk about durability. Durability describes the idea of, I've stored my data inside of S3. How much of that data have you lost? This is understandably a very different risk model than availability. I can't reach my data is one thing. My data is lost and gone forever is quite another. Compared to the 99.9% availability guarantee, S3's durability design target numbers are the stuff of legend and or absurdity. It's got 11 nines of durability. That's 99.99999. You get the picture. Amazon states that if you store 10 million objects with Amazon S3, you can expect on average to incur a loss of a single object once every 10,000 years. This is well beyond the risk level of gravity randomly stops working. So let's unpack that a bit. I want to point out a few things that are worth noting. First, this is presumably due to the number of different hard drives that the objects reside upon. I presume it's using something similar to Reed-Solomon or error correction or erasure coding. In effect, you can imagine that as your file is mathematically broken into 100 parts. Any 70 of those parts are sufficient to reconstitute the file. Those parts are then strewn across different drives, locations, etc. The probability of all of those drives simultaneously failing is what gives that ridiculous durability number. Second, AWS offers no formal SLA around data durability in S3. Okay, fine. It's clear the service works. Reliable reports of S3 losing data are non-existent. Let me save you some time if you're trying to negotiate your AWS contract to include custom SLAs. You won't get them. This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise, not the starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. Third, and most relevant to what you should consider in your planning, is that their durability target applies to a bunch of different S3 storage classes, including their one-zone infrequent access storage tier. This storage class saves money by only storing your data in a single availability zone and wouldn't survive the destruction of that AZ. Let's go back and restate that. Moving all of the hard drives that contain your data closer together, in some cases into a single building, does not impact the durability metrics. From this, we can surmise that disasters aren't included in the calculation of S3's durability. So, what does that mean for you? In hindsight, it makes perfect sense. The collapse of government and the takeover of an AWS region by roving gangs of bandits is orders of magnitude more likely than 0.00000001%. A bad push to the S3 control plane that doesn't get caught and eats all of your data is also more likely. Realistically, winning the lottery while being struck by a meteorite and lightning at the same time as you're being abducted by aliens is more likely than that. All of the AWS regions can burn down 8 times in a row, and it's still more likely. What this means here in reality is that using S3 doesn't remove the need for backups. In fact, let me put that even more bluntly. If you trust AWS's durability guarantees for important data, awesome. You should. They're good numbers. But what are the odds of someone in your organization, accidentally or otherwise, deleting critical data from the wrong bucket or misconfiguring a lifecycle policy to do it for them? Backing your data up elsewhere is a great idea if your business is going to have a hard time existing without it. Another region is a good idea. Another AWS account that nobody from the first account has access to is a better one. And another cloud provider entirely is the easiest one to explain to your risk management people. So I'm not suggesting that AWS is doing anything wrong by citing these numbers. I just know that I've spoken to folks who've used the durability numbers as evidence that they don't need to worry about backing things up. And that frankly scares the hell out of me. So I implore you, don't do that.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.